Measure B won a half-cent sales tax increase that would raise close to $8 billion for transportation projects in Alameda County appears to have lost, but only by the tiniest of margins. To pass, it needs a two-thirds majority. That's 66.7% of the vote. It got 65.54%, just 1% short. Tess Lengel is a Deputy Director of Policy, Public Affairs, and Legislation at the Alameda County Transportation Commission. She helped develop Measure B1.
And it's just very difficult when we have to reach a two-thirds voter requirement to fund our basic maintenance and operation needs for transportation. It's a very difficult hurdle.
The measure would fund improvements on freeways and surface streets, as well as public transit, bike, and pedestrian infrastructure. It would also help extend BART to Livermore. The county's Measure B sales tax already funds some of these things, but it's less money and it expires in 2022. B1 would increase total funding and make the tax permanent. Chris Pareja is a small business owner and a recent congressional candidate from Hayward. He opposes B1.
But if it does go through, then that means that it looks like with the passage of 30 as well, California and Alameda County voters specifically have voted themselves a 4% tax increase for the county, which is already the highest in the Bay Area.
In a statement released this afternoon, Tess Lengel said the final results may not be in for a while. The Alameda County Registrar of Voters doesn't have to finish tallying absentee ballots until early December. For KALW News, I'm Julie Kane in Oakland.